Soldiers in Guinea-Bissau appeared on state TV saying they seized power. This after reports of gunfire near the presidential palace. The president tells French media he's been deposed and arrested. Yesterday's events happened 3 days after national elections. The military high command says they acted in response to a plan to destabilize the country involving both domestic and foreign nationals. They have suspended the electoral process and they've closed the borders. A new assessment of African forest elephants finds there are less than 150,000 remaining around the world. As NPR's Nate Rott reports, poaching and mining are two of the biggest threats facing the endangered animal.
African forest elephants live in the dense, humid rainforests of Western and Central Africa, making them notoriously difficult to count. The new assessment used genetic fingerprints of individual elephants found in dung samples to calculate population size, and it estimates there are just over 135,000 individuals left. Poaching and habitat loss from mining operations, human infrastructure, and agricultural development have been the largest threats to the elephants. The authors of the new assessment say the new data provides crucial information to help focus conservation efforts and give the species a chance to recover. Nate Rott, NPR News.
The 99th Macy's Day Parade is underway in New York City with 34 giant balloons, 28 floats, 33 clown crews, marching bands, and thousands of volunteers marching down the street. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. This is NPR.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Join us for Turkey Confidential, our annual call-in show for that crazy cooking day.